Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We've got an absolutely stacked program today. We got a full house across the board. Taylor Mathis kicking it with us for the first hour of the program. We've got George Kurtz stepping up and in. We've got Dave Sharapan joining us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Matoy Pearson will join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. MC Betts. Mike Carey back in the house. We've got Joe Madden, Mick Aussie, Tino Patino, On Air Mafia. So in other words, we're talking a lot of different sports tonight. We've got everything covered, including Major League Baseball. And I saw Taylor Mathis on Twitter earlier today saying that she has a giant baseball card tonight. Taylor, always a pleasure. How you doing? Let's do this thing.
I'm doing great, Gabe. I've got seven different plays. This baseball slate is huge today, and there's a lot of great games and different rivalries on the board that we're going to be seeing.
No, you're right. There is some good, there's some really interesting weekend series that are starting right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros, of course, have the World Series history from the past. I tell you what, you know, there's a saying, Taylor, Yogi Berra said, it gets late early here. And, you know, Yogi always had the best one-liners, but all these series are big. It would seem crazy to say, well, you know what, we're still in June, but these series are big. They actually are. There's only so many wildcard spots to go around in both leagues, especially the American League. There's a lot of good teams in the American League,
right.
And Baltimore and Tampa are running away with everything. So then you've only got two spots left. And then you look at the division that you and I follow. You're in Arizona. I'm a Dodger fan. This National League West is suddenly getting very interesting. It's a big weekend in the NL West this weekend.
It is. It's a huge weekend in the NL West. Who would think we'd be talking about the Dodgers in third place, three games back, while we have the Arizona Diamondbacks in first and the Giants in second facing each other this weekend in a series that's going to matter
would
for
be
all
big.
The marbles.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you would have told people that exactly, Taylor, before the season started, that Yeah, you know what? In late June, Arizona and San Francisco are going to be playing, and the Dodgers and San Diego will be in, like, just in the middle of the pack there. Like, it's whacked. It's whacked. But the Dodgers, I expect the Dodgers to rack up some W's. They have so many injuries to their staff, though, so they get the Houston Astros this weekend. And then, of course, Taylor, we got some big-time 6:40 games, Eastern time start. The Cincinnati Reds, 11-game win streak. They bring in the Atlanta Braves. This is one of those, okay, let's see, you guys for real? Now the Braves are coming to town. Let's see if you can beat them. And I'll tell you what, I think they can.
I do, too. I think the Cincinnati Reds have a chance today. How can you fade the Reds when they've won 11 straight? I know they've played some easier squads, like sweeping the Rockies isn't necessarily impressive, but it's saying a lot coming from me, too, a giant Cubs fan in the NL Central, that I'm loving what I'm seeing out of the Reds and what it's doing for the excitement of baseball, too. They have a sold-out crowd tonight against the Braves. Pretty cool.
You know, it's easy to forget, and younger people would forget, but, like, the Cincinnati Reds, some people think had the best team ever. Like, these people, there's a tradition of baseball in this city, and good baseball, especially in the 70s with the Big Red Machine. But then they had the Chris Sabo and the Barry Larkin era when they won another one with the Nasty Boys. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Grid, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Whatever platform or network you are watching us on, we got a full house. We got a little bit of something for everybody on the program. We got Taylor Mathis in the first hour of the program. We're going to focus on the baseball card, including the Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves. And Taylor, we were just saying, who would have ever imagined that the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Francisco Giants series would be as big as it is? And who would have thought that people would be excited about an Atlanta Braves-Cincinnati Reds series? Like you said, this is the first time in like 25 years or something the tickets aren't going for $12 in Cincinnati.
I love to see it. It's really changing the culture of baseball and maybe getting some of those people who are just the casual baseball fan more involved in watching this, because it isn't your typical Braves, Dodgers always at the top in the NL and the Astros always at the top in the AL. We've got a lot of other teams that are in the mix now in the AL. You've got the Rangers who are sitting there at the top, which is crazy to see in the AL West. And you've got teams like the Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds who are doing really good in the National League.
And not that the your Chicago Cubs are some sort of Cinderella underdog type of franchise, but I think baseball is better when the Cubs are good. Same thing, like, it's sort of like with football. It's better when the New York Giants, like, there's certain teams, it's like, yeah, it's right. No fun when they suck. It's not the same. Like, it's like, I remember when they were good and, you know, the division was better and all this. And that's what I like about it. I like to see the revival of this stuff. And as you stated, Taylor, and I've been talking about this, if you look at baseball this year, look at the teams that have spent the most money. The New York Mets spent $350 million. They're terrible. Right?
Yeah.
They're terrible. Look at the Tampa Bay Rays. They don't spend any money. Baltimore spend like no money and they're good. Like there's these teams. Cincinnati don't spend a ton of money, but they have good young players right now. I think there's something to be said about having young, hungry players right now in the current era of baseball.
100%. And I hope that it really brings a different fan base to baseball as well. I know a lot of people say it's America's pastime. It gathers in an audience that tends to be a little bit older. Maybe kids seeing some of these younger players out on the field are going to get them more excited for baseball season too.
What we need to do is not get mad when the kid flips a bat or like makes a play or something like that and has fun, right? Because that's one of their problems. Hey, don't do that. You can't do that. Don't do that. Hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm very proud to announce after all these years, we have our first bobblehead doll. We've got our first bobblehead. Now, we've always flirted with the idea. We've had merch and hoodies and stuff. We still do. Got cool Sports Rage hoodies. Still a few of them left. But people always told me, Morenci, you got to get your bald head to bobblehead. I said, yeah, you know, it's a good idea. But this was not, like, creative, because a lot of people said, oh, that's gold, but they said, you know, you got to be angry. It's Sports Rage. Like, it should have been you, like, pointing or looking angry and stuff. But as you see, it's kind of scary, actually. Like, I'm thinking, Taylor, like, in the future, like, when I pass away, I'm going to continue to do shows, like, in, like, AI format or whatnot, and that'll be me. Hey, guys, Sports Rage, what's going on? Like, yeah, like, here it is. Here it is. It's a random picture for me in Phoenix. You know, this is outside the arena in Phoenix. So it was a gift. Someone just took a random picture of me and sent me a bobblehead, which is pretty cool of them.
That's really cool. I'm a little jealous. Nobody's ever made a bobblehead of me. I want one now.
You should. You got to get one. It's kind of crazy. I look at my head.
I need somebody to get on that. Someone make me a bobblehead.
I'd like to see it. I tell you, it'll probably be better looking than this one. Like, it'll be a little bit better than mine. It's like, man, am I pale? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm pink. I look like a big baby. But the face actually is not, it's pretty, there it is. I did not to scare people. Yeah, they did the face pretty well, actually. I gotta tell them a little bit more tan than that, but you know what I'm saying? The face is pretty good. But yeah, I'm intrigued. That's the first one. Now we know, okay, now we're going to get more of an angrier one. I'll get a pose going. I'm going to wear a hoodie and stuff like that. We'll get the real one. But the Taylor Mathis bobblehead doll will be very popular. It'll be a collector's edition.
I know. Edition. I need somebody to get on that. Someone out there, make me a bobblehead. I will put it up. It'll be in my background right here.
That's right. Exactly. You see, last night, Victor Wembanyama at the draft, we were talking about sports merch and stuff, and last night he's got a card, $3,700 autographed card, which actually was surprised it wasn't more. I guess he's got to deal with Tops or something like that. But I don't know how much of the NBA draft. Did you watch the NBA draft last night?
I watched the beginning. Then I got a little
You watched Wembanyama? Yeah.
Yes, and after I watched Dallas give away the 10th pick, then I ended up doing the 12th and all that jazz that happened between those picks, I was a little over it after that. That was the extent of how far I got with the draft last night.
I got to be honest, I hate draft trades. Don't you hate, Taylor, like when you're watching, you're like, all right, this team drafted this guy.
Right.
And then they're like, and then 2 minutes later, he gets traded because you go in your head, oh, he's going to be a good fit there and not. And there was one last night I was like, oh, I like this pick. And then they traded the dude. I was like, well, I'm not commenting anymore on this. I'm sick of it.
Exactly.
I'm going to be real with you.
Dude.
After you got past, like, and I bet on college basketball every night. I'm not lying. I knew, like, I'm like, yeah, I know that guy from that school and this guy. But, like, that was not a household name draft last night. Nobody knows who the hell these players are. They're all from the G League and Europe, and you don't know who these guys are. That's the modern NBA. But
very different. The NFL draft is such an experience and such an event.
Yeah, that's the
one. NBA needs to work towards making it similar to that if they want to make it a bigger, more exciting deal for people to watch.
Yeah, they should make it. Maybe they can get a little rowdier. The NFL is just, you can't replicate it. The baseball one, really, people don't know, right? But baseball has been trying to make their draft cooler. The NHL draft is next week. It's boring as hell, but it's good to bet on. So I don't know if you hung around for the 13th pick as my Toronto Raptors. You know, after Victor Wembanyama last night and his sister, I think the most talked about person actually was Grady Dick. And I think it was Big Cat who tweeted out. I saw somebody tweeting it, but I was actually thinking the same thing, but I don't want people to think I'm like stealing people's takes. But I thought that the internet would blow up because of his name. Like, I was like, Grady Dick's going to get, I was like, because I knew he was going to get drafted. Like, you know, I even told people the Raptors might take Grady Dick. And people were like, who? Grady Dick? Ha, 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 ha. And nobody talked about his name because of the jacket. The jacket.
The outfit.
Name.
Stole the show.
So what do you think of the jacket?
He had a unique name. He had a great outfit, too. 2-for-1 special.
What do you think of the jacket? You like it?
I don't think it's, you know what? I shouldn't say I don't think it's my taste because I believe that I have a sparkly pink jacket just like that hanging up in my closet. So I shouldn't say that I hate it because I probably
He looks like a Russian figure skater. People are like, what does he do if he was exactly.
I do love the play towards the Wizard of Oz and being from Kansas and playing for Kansas and everything like that. I'm a big Wizard of Oz fan. Love that he paid homage.
And he ends up on the Raptors who wear red too. So that was pretty like the destiny of that.
Win-win situation. Overall, I guess I'll say I like it. It was unique. He got people talking. Any PR is good PR. So I love it.
One thing, he hit 53% of his three-point shots off the dribble last year in the NCAA, which is the most in college basketball. So he could actually create a little shot. He's a baller. We saw Christian Brown on the Denver Nuggets from Kansas, right? Sort of the same. This kid, sort of that same type of scrappy, competitive, It's these farmland kids, man. They come in. It's the white man can't jump syndrome, right? Well, you think I can't?
I'm one of those like farmland kids also, but I didn't get the height, unfortunately. Didn't get the height. 5'1". So the basketball days we'll get, for me.
We'll get to the baseball picks, but I just want to show his video. This was his little mixtape that he's got rocking on TikTok. We can't play the audio because of copyright. He's got music playing underneath it, but you'll get the gist of the type of kid that he is. He likes to have fun. All right, let's see. Let's see Grady Dick. I don't know. This kid isn't lacking confidence, you'll see here, Taylor.
No. He looks fun. He looks like a good time.
Off the hotel wall. He's like parlor stunt stuff. He's getting some now. He's at the club. You better be able to shoot, kid. That's all I can say. You better be able to shoot.
He's going to be the next TikTok
like a figure skater.
Star.
Yeah, I know. Look at him. Yeah, I know. You're right, Taylor. He's going to blow up this kid.
The deals that are going to come through for him, I think, are going to be huge.
You know what? I find Tyler Hero to be annoying because he mean mugs it and he's sort of like, oh, like, you know what I mean? This kid at least has fun with it. Like he's having fun with it.
He's fun. He's goofy. I like goofy. I love a good nerd. I'm a nerd myself.
Look, he's playing drums. Look at this kid. Look at this guy. Well, he's on my Toronto Raptors right now.
At least you know you're going to have fun.
Yeah, first thing he said, he goes, oh, man. He goes, I really hope Drake wears my jersey.
I love it. That's awesome.
That should be fitting. Drake's going to be sitting with a Dick jersey. You just can't make any of this up. You just can't. All right, so there's the Grady Dick experience. Look forward to seeing a kid in the Summer League coming up. You ever been to a Summer League? You ever been to the Summer League in Vegas?
I have. I've been to the Summer League in Vegas once, probably 4 or 5 years ago. So it has been a minute since I've been back. Next time I'm going to be in Vegas, though, is in 2 weeks for UFC International Fight Week. I'll be fine.
Hey. That's big time. That's
never
big time.
Been to we a had UFC Neil, fight.
You've never been to a UFC card before?
No, this is going to be my first one.
Whoa. That's like going to a Metallica concert or something. Like, it's loud and like, boom, like, yeah, it's quite the production. Like the,
going to be an experience.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I'm excited for it, though. Last year, I went to my first fight in general here in Phoenix, and it was a lot more fun than I expected it to be. So I'm assuming UFC, it's going to be even better and on a bigger stage.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's going to be over the top. Fun. We're going to talk with On Air Mafia later, actually, about UFC on ABC5. It's tomorrow in Jacksonville.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tennyson continues. I am Gabriel Moretti. So our chat is blowing up over Grady Dick. And they're discussing whether he's going to be good in the NBA or not. He will be good. He's a good player. He's a big-time player. He's a big-time recruit. He delivered at the college level. You don't play for the national champion Kansas Jayhawks because you're not big-time. Look at Christian Brown. Kid walked off from the Jayhawks right into the NBA championship and played in the finals. High basketball IQ Grady Dick. Winner everywhere he's been type of kid, and clearly not lacking confidence. And yes, Marquise Noel. If you guys remember Marquise Noel, the small dude from Kansas State, like a little just explosive Isaiah Thomas type of score type guy. the Raptors signed him as well. So I think the Raptors did a good job last night, actually. But let's talk some baseball right now. We got Taylor Mathis, who's got 7 picks for us. Although I like it, Taylor, that you said you've got a huge card at 7. Cam Stewart, if Cam was here, that'd be a light night. Like, he'd be like, oh, I only have 7 picks. Hey, George's laptop.
I'm not as degenerate as Cam, I must say. I just stay away from those garbage teams, unlike he does.
We call him the Cam Stewart scrap heap special of the night. Yeah, he loves the scrap heap games. George Kurtz chuckling steps up and then George, it's true. Like 7 picks on it. Even for me, it'd be like, yeah, it's not like she said, I got a massive card tonight. I'm ready to go. She has 7 picks. How many picks? Like for you, that's not a lot either. How many picks? How many games do you have tonight?
Oh, I play a lot of props. You know, games itself, I might only have
those
7
count.
Games, but I'm
props
probably
count.
Doubling that in props. You know,
so you got about think 14, 15
bets. It's double digit. It's Friday night, man. We got 15 games. I'm home here working all
y'all,
night.
This is how you stay.
George doesn't drink. He doesn't party. This is his Friday. This is his thing. He's going to bet on some games tonight.
I appreciate the betting spirit, but I will say when you keep your cards smaller and you really research those plays, I'm hitting baseball this season at 75%. So I'm just saying, you know, really dive deep into what are the good plays and only play those. You might see a better return.
Well, Taylor, you're right, right? Because there's, I mean, when I say I'm playing 14, 15 plays, there's only maybe 4 bets that I have high bets on. The rest are small plays here. I can't be interested. I fully expect to go 500 on those, you know, but the four or five plays where I have heavier bets on, yeah, those I want to hit heavy. Whenever I advise somebody, it's always, you know, don't make 19 bets here. You're not going to win that way. You know, find the ones you really like and go hit.
Well, the juice will kill you. That's the problem. Like, even on NFL or something like that, like, the juice adds up, right? I mean, it does. My advice to people always is, and congratulations, Taylor, I know you've been killing the baseball props. But my advice to people is whatever's working for you. But if it's not working, look in the mirror and admit it's not working. Right? But if it's working, just whatever your system is, I don't have a problem with it. But if it's not working, at least be honest with yourself and say, listen, this isn't working. I've got to change the way I'm going about things. It doesn't mean that it won't get better. It's like an athlete. Sometimes you got to fine tune your pitch, right? That's just the way that it goes. So let's jump in here. 6:40 action. Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Taylor, I said off the top, I said, you know, I get it. I respect the hell out of the Atlanta Braves. I think they're a great organization and a great baseball team. But 11-game win streak and they're at home. They're just rocking and feeling it right now. I'm not going to get in front of it just because it's the Atlanta Braves. We bet numbers when we bet baseball. We bet streaks and momentum when we bet baseball. And Cincinnati have that right now. I'm taking the Cincinnati Reds as an underdog tonight. Taylor, what do you think of the game?
I'm taking the Cincinnati Reds as an underdog as well. How can you fade a team right now that has all the momentum, has won 6 games straight? They're at home in front of a sellout crowd, in front of a team that's won the World Series within the last 3 years. Everything is changing for Cincinnati right now. The Reds look good. I would say that the Atlanta Braves have the pitching advantage today. Luke Weaver, 6.47 ERA for the Reds. Not stellar, but that offense has stepped up so much. The fact that you can get the Cincinnati Reds while they're on this streak at plus money as an underdog at home is something that you have to put money on.
George Kurtz, what do you think about this baseball game?
I'm a play restraint person. The way I look at it, I can only lose once, right? That being said, Taylor, what you said at the end there is what hits me. Luke Weaver's bad. All right, he's bad. All right, I'm not betting the Reds. To win this game, they're going to have to win it.
Yeah, but all the Reds pitchers are pretty much bad, and they've won 11 games in a row.
Now with Luke Weaver, if he was starting 11 games in a row, they would have lost all 9 of those games. He's not good. Sure, you know, listen.
Hold on. All right.
I'm not betting the Braves, mind you, because I'm not going against the streak, but I can't bet Weaver. I can't do it. Not a large bet anyway. And, you know, the overrun is 11.5. Man, that's high.
The Braves
had better beat up Weaver. If not, then I think it's an under. I'm going to have a small play on the under. I'm going to go a little contrarian here.
See, though, this is why I am a big – I'm not the only one that brings this up, but not a lot of people do. Pitchers can be bad, but they can still win. So a good example
6.47. Which means they got to score 7 to 8 runs to win.
Yeah, they're 4-0 in his last 4 starts.
Yeah, because they played some subpar. Who have they played, Gabe?
They beat the Houston Astros 9-7. He gave up five runs, but they beat the Astros 9-7. He gave up three runs to the Royals, and they beat the Royals 5-4. He got killed by the Dodgers. He gave up seven runs to the Dodgers, that grand slam to Freeman, but he actually won the game. And he beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4, where he gave up three runs. So he's going to give up three runs, and that's a good night for him. But my point is, they're 4-0. It's the same crap. And I remember telling you, when Aaron Nola pitches and stuff, oh, Aaron Nola's on it, the advantage. It's like, yeah, whatever, dude. They're 1-6 in his last seven starts, right? Some pitchers get run support, some don't, and we have to accept it. I'm not saying Luke Weaver's a good pitcher. I'm just pointing out the fact that they're 4-0 the last four times he's pitched. So he hasn't prevented them from winning baseball games.
But keep in mind, any mathematician will tell you that's the smallest of small sample sizes. We can all point stuff out like that. I'm not going for it. I'm not betting on. I can't do bet Luke Weaver. I feel like
me and Taylor have more courage than you do. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you do. In this case, you definitely do. I'm not betting on Weaver. I'd rather, if the price was better on the Braves, it was at -154. I would probably bet on the Braves tonight. But I'm not taking. I don't like betting against streaks. I am a streaky person here, but I'm not doing it.
I should know, Taylor. My nickname for Kurtz is Captain Chalk, so he's got a problem with this. It's all right. We love you, though, Kurtz. All right, next game. That's just what happens, Taylor. We start to talk games, and me and Kurtz start arguing about them. Pittsburgh and Miami. Pittsburgh just keep falling. Any action for you, Taylor, on this game?
I have zero action today on this game. This is one I'm staying away from. Again, another dumpster game, I feel like, that I don't want to play or mess with.
George Kurtz, Captain Chalk, I might be on board with on the blackboard with you on this one. What do you think about this one?
with the Marlins, but I'm not paying -230. I'll take them on the run line. Was it -105 or something like that? I'll take them to win by 2 runs. I don't love this because Miami sometimes can be shut down on offense and win a lower scoring game by one run, which would be annoying here. But give me the Marlins on the run line.
All right. So the Pirates have lost 10 in a row. I'm just seeing how many of them. Only one of them I see wasn't by one run. So they have been losing by a margin as well right now, speaking of streaks.
I'm not in love with this game.
Pardon me?
No Brian Reynolds. He's on the IL for Pittsburgh, one of their better hitters.
It's -230 at FanDuel right now. All right, so Kansas City and Tampa. There's the Florida special right there. We were just talking yesterday about how these state parlays and city parlays never work. About that, guys. The Tampa Bay Rays to win and the Miami Marlins to win. +100. I'm playing it. Taylor, any opinion on the Royals and Rays? As the Royals beat them last night. Parker's Royals. Trust the process, he says. A long process.
I do. I do have a play in this game. We're talking about the Royals game, correct? I got that right.
Yes.
The Royals.
Yeah.
Royals-Rays game. Okay, yeah. It's the second game in their four-game set. The Royals, terrible. The Rays, dominating. I'm going to grab Tampa starter Zach Eflin over 5.5 strikeouts. It's my favorite K prop on the board. Eflin's gone over this number in 2 out of his last 3 starts with a 25% strikeout rating on the season. Eflin relies on that sinker, cutter, curveball mix to cultivate strikes or soft contact. That should be easy tonight against a Royals lineup that has the 6th worst K rate to righties in the majors. Plus, 6 hitters in today's KC lineup have a 21% strikeout rate on the season. Eflin's pitched 6 or more innings in 8 of his last 9 starts. Eflin gets through 6 innings. He'll soar over the 5.5 Ks mark.
Great breakdown. Thank you very much, Taylor. The literal and figurally breakdown. You broke it down and things are breaking.
I know. I accidentally just kicked something right underneath me. I was like, whoop, well, that just fell on the ground.
I smacked my knee in the middle of an interview the other day on the desk, and it was so loud. It was like thump, like you could hear the mic. I'm like, I thought to myself, I'm like, 21 years you've been doing this, bro. And somehow you just cracked your knee and made noise in the middle of. Kurtz is like, I make noise all the time. He doesn't care. Kurtz is Mr. Noiseman. The chain, Kurtz, and you're wearing a watch. All right, so you know what? I like where you're going with this. Kurtz, what are you doing with the Rays game? I like the parlay, the +100 parlay with the Marlins. what do you think about Taylor's breakdown here? And I'm just looking here right now to see what, dude, Eflin to get the win tonight is plus 115, guys. Kurtz, what do you think?
I was just going to say that. Eflin to get the win. Maybe Tampa minus a run and a half again. I like the parlay. I like all the bets here. There's no way Tampa's going to lose twice back-to-back games.
Oh, don't say that.
It worked the other day with Oakland and Tampa. I'm saying it. Knock on wood, man. I'm saying it.
This is what you said last week against Oakland, and you were sweating it out. You nearly jumped off. You nearly jumped out the window.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. All right, these games are creeping up on us. Taylor, you've got something for the Tiger game. So do I. You go first. What do you got for us?
We've talked about several surprising teams in Major League Baseball right now. The Diamondbacks in first place in the NL West. You've got the Reds in first place in the NL Central. This may be an even crazier statement. The Tigers are really turning things around. Last week against the Twins, they took 3-4. This weekend, if they can create deja vu against Minnesota, they could move closer into first place. They're 4.5 games out in the AL Central. I'm going with Detroit on the run line. If you want to be bold, I would even take the Tigers on the money line. Detroit's 6-4 in their last 10 games. The Tigers' offense has picked up the pace, averaging over 5 runs a game during that stretch of time. Shortstop player Javier Baez, he's creating run production, 8 RBIs, 348 batting average in his last 7 games. Baez is making hard-hitting contact. If the runs can keep crossing the plate, the Tigers can hand pitcher Joey Wentz his second win of the season tonight. Last week, Wentz pitched 6 innings against the Twins, just 2 hits and 9 Ks. The run support, unfortunately, wasn't there. Wentz will get enough run support today from the Tigers, taking them on the run line as well as the money line.
I like where you're going with that. And you know what? We should have gotten to my same game parlay a couple of minutes ago, but we can still get these bets in. I got the same thing. Listen, you know, I was going to do Detroit Tigers to win a game and Joey Wentz over 4.5 strikeouts, but it was only plus 210, but at plus 1.5 runs, it was plus 155. So, okay, like, hey, you know what? It, you know, this way, if they lose by one or something and it's a 6-5, 5-4 game, whatnot, I get out of it. But I like the Tigers to win as well. And I just put a play in on the Tigers at plus 110. Another play on this game. As you stated, Taylor, he's coming off a nice performance. He, you know, it's deceptive. He's 1-7, but he's pitched pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying earlier. I mean, these numbers can be very deceptive with pitchers. And the Tigers, they're not quite the Reds, but they've got something, you know, mini thing brewing down there right now in Detroit. You know, last week they came back for the first time when trailing by 3 or more runs going into the ninth inning in a home game. 247 games going all the way back to 2014. They came back. They won that game, of course, because I bet against them that night. But they've done it a couple of times since. they've been scrappy, George. I think the Tigers are to play tonight. Like Taylor said, it's not crazy. But if the Tigers swept like the Twins this weekend, then we're talking about the Tigers like playing for first place, George. That's how bad that division is.
Wild.
Yeah, the division's a joke. All right, we know that both central divisions are pretty horrific. It's bad baseball. It's really what it is here. I did not bet the game as far as the game day. I did take the over 9 here because I only care that Maeda is going long. I'm not a Maeda guy.
Oh, 1-0 anyway. Royals already. Thanks, George.
Yeah, that's Prado. Prado hit a leadoff. I think it was a leadoff home run for.
Oh, there's no way they lose again. See what Taylor? I told him.
No.
Don't bring that game. That game last week was. Boom. I mean, I might have jumped off a bridge if the A's would have won that game. I couldn't believe it was that hard to get that win. I'm still angry about it, even though I won. But I'm going to take the over in the game. Small play here. This is a game I don't want to watch. It's currently on TV now because there's no other games to watch here. But it's not a game I have much interest in. It's like Pittsburgh, Miami. Another game I really don't want to have much to do with.
All right. So let's just get to Taylor's best bets here. She's got a bunch of them. Let's get her screen up, and then we'll go. We'll get to some more games after. What do you got for us, Taylor Mathis?
Oh, okay. I'm going to look at the Rangers-Yankees game first. Two teams that are 40-win teams, and two teams right now that are both playoff-caliber squads. Listen, Texas has been the best offense in the league. Taking the Rangers to beat the Yankees tonight. Texas is first in batting average, runs scored, and on-base percentage. Shortstop Corey Seager has driven in 22 runs alone in the month of June, hitting .405. The Rangers club is led by right fielder Aldis Garcia, who is tied for first in the majors with 58 RBIs. On top of all the stellar offense, Texas gets Dane Dunning on the bump today, who's been great, 6-1 with a 2.78 ERA. The Yankees' identity is Aaron Judge, and without him right now, they are struggling at the plate. Staton, 104 batting average this month. Anthony Rizzo, 140. The Yankees' way that they create runs is power hitting, and they do not have the power fire behind them right now. They don't have the type of bats that manufacture runs, and they don't have the speed to steal the extra bases. Rangers take this one from the Yankees tonight on the money line.
George Kurtz, you're the Yankee fan. What do you think?
I think the Braves are up 1-0, and I'm a little happy now. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I should have played run in the first inning with Luke Weaver on the hill. Run in the fourth. Will there be a run in the first? There's always a run in the first inning in the Reds games.
Total was 11. More than one, by the way. Three straight singles for the Braves. Just a great first and third, nobody out. So the Braves are going to score more than one run here. I mean, everything Taylor said about the Yankees is correct. And you could go much worse in these stats, by the way. I mean, the Yankees are just not a good team right now. For whatever reason, this team cannot hit.
Well, you're 6-8 without Judge now. You're 6-8, right? It's not bad.
I don't think it's 6-8.
It is.
It's got to be a little worse. Whatever. They can't hit. They can't hit without him. Has anybody seen the defense of this team? Whatever. Why can't they catch the ball without? This is just making me angry here. The problem is Dane Dunning tonight. Clark Schmidt has pitched better of late for the Yankees. I think the Yankees could keep this somewhat close. Do I think they're going to win? No, because they can't score. So yeah, I'm on the Rangers too. I wanted to take the under here, but I just got a funny feeling the Yankees might score 3 runs tonight. I think they'll probably get doubled up. So just the Rangers, no under.
All right, here we go, George, just to be factual. The Yankees are 6-9 since losing Aaron Judge. What did I say, 6-8? 6-9.
So they're at a 400 winning percentage. Yay, Yankees.
They are starting to fade.
He's not coming back anytime soon.
That's not
going
to get you before. In the playoffs in the AL
they were
right
starting. No, they're in trouble, Taylor. George knew we talked about it. Yeah, by the time the All-Star break comes, they're gonna be in a hole.
They will be. They'll be at least two to three games out of a playoff spot, and probably trying to catch multiple teams. The Yankees.
So we thought Seattle, Texas are better than Seattle. The Yankees got smoked in one of the games. They still took 2 out of 3. I'm with you, Taylor. Texas are going to win this game. Texas are 1-7 the last 8 trips. Funny, I swear, I just had a flashback. I remember with the Rangers, they were terrible. And they were in New York. I was doing the show at Studio 34, George. And the Ranger players were all shopping in Manhattan and stuff. And they had no interest in the game. And I was thinking, well, these guys, just what a useless organization this team is. And now here we are. I think they're a totally different mindset tonight going into Yankee Stadium. Yankees won't be able to keep up with the Rangers tonight, guys.
No
Rangers win.
I'm with you.
All right. Okay. Taylor's got more best bets. So that game, I agree. Right now, FanDuel, Texas Rangers, minus 112, total is 8.5. All right, keeping up with the Caprillions, not the Kardashians, but the Caprillions. Over under 3.5 strikeouts, Taylor. What do you got?
Yes, I'm a little surprised at myself for taking a play within this A's-Blue Jays game because it doesn't really look like a very enticing game. It's a little bit of an eye-opener, and I know it warrants a little bit of doubt, but I'm going to go with ace pitcher James Caprillion over 3.5 strikeouts. Since rejoining the MLB rotation, Caprillion has a 3.69 ERA over 7 games, and he had 4 Ks in 9 out of his last 10 starts. Caprillion's been reducing the use of his sinker, and that's a pitch that gets hard hit contact. It doesn't produce strikes. Caprillion likes to face righty batters, striking them out 23% of the time over his career. In the last 2 weeks, the Blue Jays have a 22% K rate to right-handed pitchers. This play, I think, will be a bit of a sweat, but it'll be fun. Caprillion over 3.5 strikeouts.
I like where you're going with this a lot, actually. And in fact, though, how about this? Chris Bassitt to record the win. Caprillion over 3.5 strikeouts. Plus 300. Same game parlay.
I like those odds.
Because both things can happen. I think the Jays can strike out 4 or 5 times at Caprillion, but I also think the Jays are going to win this game tonight. What's your take, George?
Well, you know, I think the Jays are going to, and I always bet against Oakland. So, I'll take that. And Caprillion, he just has to last, right? Don't get slaughtered in the first 2 innings. That's it, right? He should get those strikeouts. Those should come. The strikeouts are there. He generally gets around 4.25 strikeouts a game. Just don't get destroyed in the first thing. That's all I'm asking here. Don't give up, you know, six runs where he's not going to make it. Other than that, yeah. I don't think he's going deep. I don't think he's going more than five. I think if you get five innings out of him, you'd be very lucky tonight. And I think if he gets that, you get your strikeouts kind of easily here. So I'm with you here. And I like your parlay game. That's where I would go with it as well.
Yeah, I'm going to do a same-game parlay. So Kaprielian, I'm going to take Taylor. I'm going to ride Taylor's over 3.5 for Kaprielian. But I took Bassett to record the win, plus 300. Nice odds right there. And I'm also, I just laid minus 1.5 with the Jays as well in the game. So, Taylor, George mentioned it. The Central divisions are terrible. But the National League Central is fascinating. We talk about the Reds on the 11-game win streak. And the Chicago Cubs are lingering right now. We've been talking futures.
We are.
As far as who's going to win this division. So you're looking at the Brewers tonight, who need to start winning some baseball games. What do you got for us tonight? You got the Brewers and a couple of more props, and then the D-backs tonight.
Mm-hmm. The Brewers and the Guardians, both in second place in their respective divisions. Taking my underdog play on the Brewers today, plus 116 on FanDuel on the money line. Milwaukee 6-2 in their last eight games. After scoring two or fewer runs in their previous contests, the Brewers will bounce back after their loss to the Diamondbacks that happened on Wednesday. Milwaukee's offense has fallen off a bit. Second baseman Owen Miller and right fielder Christian Yelich, they've been on a bit of a cold streak. I think that gets snapped tonight. The pitching with Wade Miley on the bump today could get them through this. Miley has a line drive rate of just 15%. And while he's not a strikeout pitcher, he's still getting the outs that he needs. He uses that sweet spot cutter that he has as his first pitch majority of the time to get the job done. With the value there on Milwaukee on the money line, I can't pass it up.
George, what do you think about that game?
No, well, I'm not. I don't like Milwaukee's offense. You're going up against Shane Bieber. I don't like Cleveland's offense either. This smells 3-2, you know, boring.
So let's take the under.
It's only 7.5. That's where I'm looking at it. Yeah, but 7.5. I mean, that is a low under. My problem is I don't like Wade Miley. While they aren't hitting him, he does have those blow up games, and maybe tonight's the night where Cleveland puts the ball in play and they get some hits here. I'm not against it, but I'm not betting Milwaukee. I'm just not. It's tough to rely on this team to score runs here. They need a bat. They need a bat badly in that lineup here. And I'm not a big Miley fan. Bieber, not quite the same pitcher he used to be. His velocity's down to 91, 92 on average. He's not the guy people think he is. But they are showcasing him. They do want to move him to a contending team, maybe the Dodgers or someone like that, Gabriel. But I don't like either one of these offenses. I'm staying away.
Taylor, you got Bello going up against against the White Sox tonight. A battle of the Sox. You like the strikeout prop here.
Boston starter Brian Bello over 5.5 strikeouts in plus money. Bello's coming off a season-best 8 punchouts against the Yankees and is averaging nearly 5.5 strikeouts in his last 5 games. Bello's ERA is significantly better on the road as well, 3.28. Today, Boston is at Chicago on the road. Bello's four-seamer velocity exceeds most pitchers in the majors, generating a higher chase rate for batters. The White Sox are bottom 12 in K rate to righties, and they have a top whiff and chase rate in the majors. Bello over 5.5 Ks for the Red Sox is my play.
George, you touching the battle of Sox tonight?
I am, and I'm with the Red Sox here. No Verdugo tonight. He's on... I think his wife's having a child, so they're bereavement list. I'm sorry, it's the other way around. Sorry. No Grandal tonight. No Tim Anderson either. A lot of starters not playing tonight in this game, but I'm on the Red Sox as well here. Bello looked great against the Yankees twice, but then again, everybody looks great against the Yankees.
Man, you're negative, George.
am I wrong?
Arizona Diamondbacks. Are you doing the money line or the run line tonight, Taylor? Are D-backs going to win this game in the Bay? Or are you going run line plus the 1.5?
I'm taking the run line in the Diamondbacks Giants game. I'm a little too nervous to take the money line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. All right, we're on the clock. The first hour always flies by with Taylor Mathis in the house and sometimes with George. As George slowed it down a little bit, actually. It's that time. Sorry, George. Just so, George, you're living it up tonight? Betting baseball, the house to yourself, and what, a little meatball sub as well?
Oh, the meatball sub, baseball tonight, betting, sure. I do not have the house to myself. You know, I do have kids. Oh. So they're here. I can't get rid of them.
Well,
I just
can't
kick
them out.
They're
not out on a Friday
night. It's against
night.
The law. No, listen, I don't want my 16-year-old to go out. She's going out with a friend, okay? I don't need this, Gabe.
Are you going to be one of those parents as soon as they turn 18? All right, you pointed the door. It's 18 now, your time.
No. I'm that guy. Actually, he's the opposite. My house is that open place for anybody who needs a place to stay from, you know, my family and friends. Thank you for letting me know that
if I ever hit hard times. Thank you. See, he's on record, Taylor. He said it.
That's why I don't tell Gabe exactly where I live. Long Island. Good luck.
He'll just pretty show big, off, Long ring Island. The doorbell.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I like that. Taylor gave us a prop, Caprillion, and we'll put her screen up again on the way out so people can see it, but it's hard to get to everything. But I like her Caprillion prop over 3.5 strikeouts, but I still think the Jays are going to win the game. So same game parlay with Chris Bassett to record the win and her parlay, her 3.5 over. That's plus 300. I also laid 1.5. with the Toronto Blue Jays in the baseball game. George Quickly, what do you got for us? What's your best bet of the night tonight?
I'm with baseball. The Blue Jays. Best bet's going to be the Blue Jays, man. It's against Oakland. No doubt.
Minus 1.5, Jays. All right, and let's get Taylor's best bets up. All of my CFL picks. We'll hit the CFL on the other side. There you go, Taylor. Let's kill it tonight. Which one do you like the best there? The Rangers.
Eklund
that's
over
the one
5.5
I like.
Strikeouts is my favorite prop. And then if I'm looking at the rest, I'm probably going to go with Rangers money line. It's my favorite side.
Yeah, give me the Texas Rangers on the money line as well. I like that play. Come on, man. It's a pick 'em. Come on. Rangers roll tonight. They're not the Seattle Mariners. Sorry, Kurtz. Enjoy your sub. Enjoy your night out tonight, Taylor.
Closer than you think. You're going to sweat a little bit.